This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan reviews progress of Pradhan Mantri Gram Sarak Yojana PMGSY and directs officials to intensify development works in Northeastern region. Vice President CP Radhakrishnan hails rapid pace of development in Northeastern region during his meeting with Union Minister for Donor Jyotiraditya Sindhya. Arunachal Pradesh Governor advises BRO to adopt international standards in construction and maintenance of roads, bridges and tunnels in Arunachal Pradesh owing to its climatic conditions and tough terrains. And football fever is back in Meghalaya. Shillong will host Tri-Nation Women's Football Tournament of senior national teams of India, Iran and Nepal from October 21st to 27th. The news in detail. Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday reviewed the progress of Pradhan Mantri Gram Sarak Yojana PMGSY during a high-level meeting in New Delhi and directed officials to intensify development works in the northeastern region. During the meeting, the minister was briefed about state-wise progress of PMGSY and special focus was laid on the northeastern states and left-wing extremism-affected regions, including Chhattisgarh. Chauhan said that he would soon chair a dedicated review meeting of the northeastern region. He also asked the officials to accelerate the pace of work and promptly resolve any challenges in coordination with the state governments. The minister emphasized that all road projects must adhere to high-quality standards and be completed within stipulated timelines. The meeting also discussed plans to mark the 25th anniversary of PMGSY in December this year. Chauhan described PMGSY as a historic initiative that has brought transformative change to rural India. Union Minister for Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, called on Vice President CP Radhakrishnan at Parliament House yesterday. During the meeting, the Vice President was briefed on key initiatives and future plans of the Ministry of Communications and the Ministry of Donor. In a social media post, the Vice President said that he was apprised of the expanding telecom and internet infrastructure across the country and the government's efforts to ensure last-mile connectivity and provide data at the most affordable rate. The Vice President also expressed happiness over the rapid pace of development in the northeastern region, creation of new opportunities and improvement in the overall security situation. In Arunachal Pradesh, Additional Director General of Border Roads Organization, Jitendra Prasad, called on Governor K.T. Parnaik at the Raj Bhavan in Itanagar yesterday. During the meeting, they discussed enhancing border connectivity, ensuring high standards of road construction, and addressing strategic infrastructure needs in the frontier areas. The governor underscored the vital role of robust road networks in strengthening national security and stressed that quality roads in border regions is equally important for socio-economic growth. The governor also advised the BRO to adopt international standards in the construction and maintenance of roads, bridges and tunnels in Arunachal Pradesh owing to its climatic conditions and tough terrains. The ADG assured BRO's continued dedication to delivering high-quality infrastructure in Arunachal Pradesh. Nagaland Lok Sabha MP S. Supamanian Jameer has raised several key demands to improve the railway infrastructure and services in Nagaland during the Northeast Frontier Railway meeting held in Guwahati. Jameer called for reviving the discontinued 6 a.m. Nagaland Express from Dimapur to Guwahati, besides proper advertisement of railway employment across the state. Jameer also requested the construction of Dimapur-Tizit railway line and the foothill security railway route from Dimapur via Ninland to Bhandari under Wokha district. The NFR informed that ongoing upgradation of the Dimapur railway station is expected to be completed by June 2028. The Malvam-Perima stretch is expected to be commissioned by December 2026. And the Ferima-Zubza section by December 2028. The meeting also discussed passenger services for Tuli station under Mokokchung district, noting that necessary works have been identified to begin passenger train operations in the Amgui-Tuli section. In Manipur, a two-day Indian Himalayan region climate change conclave organized by the Directorate of Environment and Climate Change began at City Convention Center in Imphal yesterday. Manipur Chief Secretary Dr. Puneet Kumar Goyal, along with Principal Secretary Forest, Environment and Climate Change, inaugurated the conclave. The Chief Secretary said that the Himalayan region frequently faces extreme weather conditions and environmental challenges and called for cooperation and knowledge sharing among the researchers, scientists and policymakers to cope with the problems. During the first technical session, experts from IISc, Himachal Pradesh, West Bengal, Jammu and Kashmir and representatives from educational and research institutes and state government presented papers on various topics. Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Nimuben Jayantibhai Bambhania, visited Pakyong District and inspected a series of developmental projects and welfare initiatives in Sikkim yesterday. The MOS commenced her visit by inspecting the NHIDCL road project along the NH717A Ranipur to Pakyong, currently under construction. She also visited several central government projects and interacted with women of Sanskriti Self-Help Group at Pache. Bambhania said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, new doors of development are opening in the Northeast and emphasized the need to expedite works and ensure timely completion of projects and maintain both quality and safety standards. Nagaland has proposed Zuko Valley as the state's official nomination under the National Initiative for Development of 50 Tourist Destinations of Global Standards. The proposal was presented by Nagaland's Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temjen Imna Along, during the two-day National Conference of State Tourism Ministers held in Udaipur. The conference focused on developing 50 world-class tourist destinations through a national challenge initiative spearheaded by the Union Ministry of Tourism. Nagaland's proposal outlines a transformative development plan with an estimated cost of 250 crore rupees, aiming to establish Zuko Valley as a premier international ecotourism destination. As part of the celebration of Rashtriya Poshan Maah, an awareness program was organized jointly by the Melaghar ICDS project and the Tripura Urban Livelihood Mission in Sipahijala district in Tripura yesterday. The discussion held at Melaghar Joychandra Balamandir saw the participation of pregnant women, mothers, Anganwadi workers, ASHA workers and members of self-help groups. Experts spoke in detail about maternal and child nutrition, nutritional values of different foods, recommended diet during pregnancy and proper care for both mother and child. Similar programs were also held in various parts of the district. Meghalaya's state capital, Shillong, once again is preparing to host an international football tri-nation tournament this month. The highly anticipated event at the JN Stadium that is set to ignite the spirit of football will feature the senior women's national teams of India, Iran and Nepal. Meghalaya Minister for Sports and Youth Affairs, Wailad Mikishela, noted that the state was chosen to host the international tournament following its impressive record in organizing major football events such as the Durand Cup, AFC qualifiers and several international friendlies. Hosts India will kick off the tournament against Iran on October 21st, while Iran will face Nepal on October 24th. The competition wraps up with India clashing with Nepal on October 27th. And before we wind up, another look at the headlines. Union Minister for Rural Development, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, reviews progress of Pradhan Mantri Gram Sarak Yojana, PMGSY, and directs officials to intensify development works in the northeastern region. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan hails a rapid pace of development in northeastern region during his meeting with Union Minister for Donor, Jyotiraditya Sindhya. Arunachal Pradesh Governor advises BRO to adopt international standards in construction and maintenance of roads, bridges and tunnels in Arunachal Pradesh owing to its climatic conditions and tough terrains. And football fever is back in Meghalaya. Shillong will host Tri-Nation Women's Football Tournament of senior national teams of India, Iran and Nepal from October 21st to 27th. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.